School days, cool days. Hummer ticket stock 2004. February 20th through the 22nd at the Plano Center. From Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
It is 4:35 here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Now, I understand that we are going to be at the Dallas Boat Show this Wednesday. That is at Market Hall in Dallas. And we're going to be there with the presentation from 3 until 7. We will have Desperados tickets to give you all the opportunity to watch out for those Desperados. And we'll have those there for you to win. T-shirts there for you to win. And a $25 certificate to the Great Outdoors Sub Shop. Now, you don't just show up and get this stuff. You have to register to win, it says.
Oh, really?
Well, we need to be clear about that.
Right. Register to win.
So come see us at the Dallas Boat Show and Market Hall. If you enter through the main entrance, straight back through the main aisle to its end, that's where we're set up. They got us back in the back of that place, which is
good.
Probably a good
idea.
Where
we want to be.
Right. Okay, so now it is time for us to start getting into some of the extemporaneous things that surround the Super Bowl. The Super Bowl is so big that we can easily come in here on a Monday after the Super Bowl and kill the entire day talking about it. And we may very well do that before this is all over with.
Probably smart to do it. That's what's on everybody's mind. The NFL, they know how to do it. They just know how to do it. They know how to put on an event.
They know how to put on a big event.
I mean, they know how to capture the attention of certainly the whole country and a big portion of the world.
How long did it take before this thing was out of control big? Because I remember it being big when the Cowboys played that Super Bowl when I was just a little kid in like 77.
You know when I think it first got, when it really, really got ridiculous?
When?
Super Bowl 27. When the Cowboys were in Pasadena. Because that's the first time when they had really gigantic. Because you know who did the halftime, don't you? Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
You know who sang the national anthem? Garth Brooks, which at the time, Garth Brooks was the biggest star in the world.
Yeah, but they had Whitney Houston do it a few years prior.
And that's not the star power of Garth Brooks and Michael Jackson. Pretty big, but not that. You know, up until then, they had marching bands, and they'd get some minor people, but they really started getting major. And if you go back to Super Bowl 27, you can really track it from right there. It was always huge, but it really started getting ridiculous. That was the first year they had everybody with placards in the stands where it makes something. They did that year. That looked cool yesterday when they did it.
And once again, can't say enough good things about Houston last week. Boy, Houston really put on the good face for this. They really tried hard, and they really pulled this thing off, and
they should be in the rotation.
Yep, they should, and this should go down in the ranks of astonishing hardline 180s, because we pretty much did a 180 on that place. I always considered it a toilet, and I'm sure there are a lot of toilet-like qualities about it, but I did see that there is a way to exist in Houston.
Yeah, just don't go there in the summer months. In the winter.
I mean, even if you have to live there all year round, there is a way to do it, not get totally beaten down by it. And that is just stay west of downtown, because east of downtown Houston is the line of demarcation for the free world. I mean, I don't think white trash is allowed west of downtown Houston. But east of it, man, there you go. Then you start getting into Beaumont and Port Arthur and that Golden Triangle and on over into Louisiana. The next thing you know, you got Mississippi, Alabama, and then there's Florida. And boy, by the time you get to Florida, all hell's breaking loose for white trash.
And it all begins east of Houston, east of downtown, right?
Yep, and we'll be there next year. You're right.
Yeah, you know, when you're looking at the Super Bowls for the next 4 years.
Where are they?
Next year is in Jacksonville. The year after that is in Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be it for them forever. The next year is in Miami. And the year after that is at the Cardinals' new facility. in Glendale, California. Arizona.
Phoenix.
So they promised them one.
Yeah, they promised them one for the new stadium. Exactly.
And I'm betting you by the time we go to Miami in 2 years, that the Cowboys are on the, I bet they're on the docket. Because I think they'll have their stadium issue settled by then. And as soon as they have a stadium issue, the NFL is dying to come here. I mean, they want the Cowboys to put one on. Because they know how Jerry Jones would do it. I mean, do you think Jerry Jones wasn't taking mental notes down there with that Bob McNair getting all that press? It just had to be galling him the whole time. Looking at that stadium, looking at the football universe being focused on Houston. Here's Jerry walking around with his 3 Super Bowl rings. Doesn't have one. It's going to happen here. There's no doubt. And when they do, Dallas will have its 1 Super Bowl, and that'll be it. Then they'll never come back here.
Why? The Luring Press will hate it here.
Because we'll screw it up?
Yes, because Dallas is, unless things change dramatically, and the soonest it can come here is 2008. That's as soon as it can come. So things would have to change drastically.
Besides, everything's going to be real spread out here. I mean, they're going to have stuff all over Kingdom Come.
Maybe not, Rods. Maybe not. That's where Dallas is going to have to do it right. They're going to have to do something with that convention center, if not build an entire new convention center.
They've added on to it about 8 times over the last decade or so.
Then they're going to have to do some more. Do you think that convention center, as it is right now, is big enough?
Yeah.
You think it is?
Oh, yeah, sure.
You think so? I don't know. And they're going to have to build a hotel onto it?
See, the thing about it is, though, that convention center is way out of the way, and there is no hotel there.
They're going to have to build everything around it.
Isn't most of this discussion just a moot point until they decide where they're going to build the new stadium? Because if it's downtown, if there's a revitalization of downtown Dallas, doesn't that change everything? Because that's the central point. That's where everybody can go hang out. There'll be restaurants and bars. But if it's in Las Colinas, well, then you talk about spread out.
Yeah. If it's in Las Colinas, then everybody will hate it for sure.
You know what? I don't think that Las Colinas will be a player. I think if the Cowboys get a Super Bowl, it's going to be that they're going to have to do the necessary improvements to downtown Dallas. I don't think they're going to call
it. What if Dallas won't build them a stadium?
But then they're not going to get a Super Bowl.
They'll build that stadium.
You think? They're not going to get a Super Bowl.
Dallas proper will?
Because we understand what a colossal mistake it was with the Rangers.
I think it's going to be.
Do we?
I think it's
going to be.
You saw Minute Maid Park.
We do.
I think.
Yeah, we do. Do they?
I think it's going to be a hell of a fight. But I think when they start slinging money around, I mean, they can buy the votes just like Perot and them bought the votes for the AAC.
And what's their promise? That they're taxing rental cars and hotels? That's how they're going to build this thing, basically?
Well, they're going to have to come up with something different. That's why they created this county sports authority. That's what Houston did. They created a sports authority. And you know who it was that ramrodded this whole thing through that they are crediting with getting this done and putting it on? Remember Oliver Luck?
Yeah.
The old quarterback for Houston?
Right.
That's who they're crediting with doing that. I mean, they created a sports authority down there. And they knew that they had to do some renovations. They knew they had to create a downtown area, a downtown scene, and they did it. They did it. Now, can Dallas do it? If I'm a betting man, I bet no. Because this is a can't-do city.
Well, maybe it'll be Oliver Mack to spearhead the effort here.
You going to vote for the stadium rides?
Sure.
Now, see, I thought you weren't going to vote for the Cowboys Stadium. Have you changed your mind?
No, I probably will. I generally vote affirmative on those things.
That stadium needs to be here. It doesn't need to be in Irving anymore.
I agree. It's just the taxpayers shouldn't have to pay for it.
Well, they will.
It's not a good deal. Here's my question. If arenas and stadiums are so great for the city and they're so good, how come no businessmen build them? How come no big corporations build them?
It's not a matter of being good for the city. It's just a matter of being convenient for people who live here in the city that you're known. The Cowboys are Dallas.
Right.
It's convenient for people like me to get there. I don't have to drive to Irving, and I shouldn't have to drive to Arlington to go watch a baseball game.
What about
game?
The people that live in Irving and live in Arlington? It's not convenient for them to come to Dallas.
Well, they're not.
They shouldn't be allowed anyway.
Yeah.
It's going to be a long fight, but if I were betting money, I'd bet that they win. And I bet they get their new stadium. And if they do, Dallas will have a Super Bowl here. Jerry Jones will do everything he can. And the Cowboys part will be first class. And it'll be right. But the city of Dallas, when you start getting into that chambers down there, the council chambers, they could screw up an anvil in the desert.
And they very likely will.
And they will. And then Dallas will have one Super Bowl. They'll screw it up and it'll never come back.
All right, 4:45 here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. And when we come back, we'll get to that which we were going to discuss in this segment before we got totally sidetracked. That which happened right before half, which none of us watching on TV really saw. That next year on The Ticket.